kind of funny you say the word tradition, because it's to keep the tradition. Because when I lived in Prince George, I met with many of the natives and heard the stories of how the Catholics wanted to, take away their past and change them. So it should be a traditional day, to be honest, my friend.
Are we talking like a big potluck here, or what are we talking about?
Yeah, huge potluck, get together and talk about the stories and, bring back the past, right? Because they attempted to take away their past to make a new future for them.
I just kind of hope people look at it more than just a day off,
Yeah, you want to move forward from, like they say, the atrocities of it. So that's why you bring back stuff prior, which is your tradition, the native spirit, and just family in general, staying together, right?
A good tradition for me to start on that day would be to mark it in some way with reconciliation, because that, I think, is going to be the road forward. Just acknowledging the atrocities is a great start. The day itself speaks to reconciliation. Being First Nations myself, I think it's really, really important.
So when you hear the term reconciliation, what does that mean to you?
To me, it means, again, acknowledging the atrocities of the past and then healing forward together. So it's not just First Nations people that need to heal, it's the whole, it's everybody. Even just getting rid of the term those people and referring to most of them being homeless and, in a bad state, that's not fully 100% true. I don't think that applies to all, and that's a blanket statement. So it's even just creating awareness around language.
Because of what's happened in the residential schools, many of them are on the streets and homeless, and their lives are pretty bleak. And I think for people to step out of ourselves, I mean, one time I had been working all day and I was going to buy myself some dinners, and there was a Native couple on the street, and when I went out, I just handed them a bag full of groceries. And I mean, I can't afford to do that every day, and I didn't do it for any particular reason that day, but just going into the store and seeing people in need and thinking how fortunate I am to have jobs and a warm place to be and to not be as kicked around by life as those people are.
Well, I am a Métis person, and my mother was actually in a residential school. I was thinking maybe, I don't know, like the date, maybe put it in springtime and we could plant something, maybe, a tree, a bush, a flower, something like that,
Something native to the area, obviously, wherever you're celebrating.
Yeah, something indigenous to the area, absolutely.
That's a great idea, although they're already looking at 2 days for it, September 30th and June 21st.
Oh, so maybe June 21st and a seasonal indigenous flower or something.
And you know what? It would make the world a more beautiful place as well.
Yeah, there you go. That's lovely. Yeah, they really would.
You light tissue paper. You write a note on it to somebody that you've lost, or a memory or anything. When you light the tissue, it releases all the emotions of it. So because this day is commemorating some, horrible events through schools, it would be a way of someone who's dealt with loss or knows someone who lost something, and a way to remember it, but bringing everybody together while they do it.
I think it's a really cool idea. I really like that. Now, have you tried this before? Like, does it actually work and help you with your feelings?
Yeah, it's my nephew committed suicide when he was 18, so we did it at his funeral, and it's a way, it just really helps you release this feelings and the energy, and I don't know, it's also kind of beautiful.
Mornings with Big Ginger.
I may have the new name for your morning show. How about the Spice Rack?
Mixing it up in the morning with Big Ginger.
On 98.9 The Ghost.
The Comox Valley's home for world-class rock.